From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Just quickly, Tropical Storm Arthur remains no threat to South Florida. It looks to be even more offshore by the time it is across from North Carolina. It could still become a hurricane. The question is, did four major banks target minorities for high-risk mortgages in Miami Gardens? The answer may come in a lawsuit filed by the city. Miami Gardens argues that J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Bank of America violated the Fair Housing Act by targeting minorities with predatory lending. Lance Dixon is covering the story for the Miami Herald, and he reports Miami Gardens is convinced that the actions of these banks hurt the city as a whole.
Because of the multiple foreclosures, they had to use city resources in order to improve the neighborhoods where these multiple foreclosed homes were. They claim affected their property values, and so they lost that revenue as well.
Miami and Los Angeles have filed similar lawsuits. The banks deny they did anything wrong, but they have settled similar cases in the past for hundreds of millions of dollars. So we didn't win, but let's just call it we lost well. The U.S. men's national soccer team was eliminated from the World Cup. But one thing that may soften the blow for many South Floridians is the number of Latin American teams still holding steady. Mauricio Dominguez was watching the match at the Coral Gables Ale House. He was wearing an American flag, and he looked pretty dejected at the end of the match.
They should have had it. They almost did, but they came up just a little bit short.
Is our chant now, four more years, four more years. Regardless, the World Cup, without us, continues on Friday, July 4th, when France faces Germany and Brazil takes on Colombia. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Lorenzo?